Welcome to the Plant Grow Reap Podcast.
Welcome back to the Plant Grow Reap Podcast. I'm Julie, Governance Manager at Aintree Group, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Internal Culture Champion Katie. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're here today to talk about Aintree Group's community impact and our approach to philanthropy this year and how we've evolved to make it stronger and more impactful. So let's dive in and tell us a little bit about the overall approach we have to philanthropy here at Aintree Group.
Towards the end of last year, we asked for feedback from our team in terms of what we're doing right, what we could do better. And the Culture Champions, who are an incredible group of team members within Aintree Group, came together. And we have decided to change the approach this year a couple of ways. The first one being we have quarterly meet-ups, which are what we refer to as Gather for Goods. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And it's either morning tea, afternoon tea, a lunch, but it's specific to one cause, one charity. It brings that focus into the team. Previously, we had lots of fundraisers throughout the year monthly, and it was getting a bit too chaotic and not as personal and impactful. And this way we get to bring it together so that there is that one focus for the team, which is I find really incredible. Another thing is the volunteering aspect of it. We're really lucky at Aintree Group to be able to give our time during work hours to charities that are in need and offer the corporate volunteering options. Mm-hmm. This year we put it out to the team to give them some options, but the charities selected were local to us, and that has been great, and the feedback that we've received has been really positive, that we've had the ability to see a direct impact to our local community in giving back. So that, I hope, has been fulfilled in that feedback that we received.
Awesome.
And we've also set up a giving fund with the support of Australian Communities Foundation, which I know we'll get into a little bit later, but that's also a big change as well.
Great. So let's dive into each of those things. So the Gather for Good events that you mentioned, give some examples of the types of charities that we chose and the impact, what we were able to do and the impact for them.
Yeah. So we meet, they're held each quarter. The first Gather for Good for International Women's Day as well, the charities that we selected were Sister Works, Women's Housing and Fitted for Work as well.
Great.
The other charities that we've supported in the other two quarterly Gather for Goods have been, the second one was around National Reconciliation Week. It was the Mullum Mullum Indigenous Gathering Place. And the third one, which we just had recently, was Rainbow Door.
Awesome. And how have the team reacted to moving to this new format of a more structured quarterly than monthly?
I think positively. I find that when we get together for a direct purpose, previously it might have been the morning teas involved like numerous headlines, like it could be birthdays or there was someone going on leave or going away, or it was celebrating an achievement of theirs, but also fundraising for a charity that was around that time. So having the focus now solely on that one charity, I think, creates a more impactful fundraising event.
Yeah. I've definitely noticed that too. And with the volunteering, we've always done it in some format, but I've definitely noticed this year it's a lot more structured again, with more purpose. So who have we which organisations have we volunteered for?
The first groups that have volunteered so far are Koala Kids and It's the Little Things community. For me personally, I did It's the Little Things community recently and it was incredible. I really got a lot out of it and I don't think I realised the perspective it would bring for me. Mm-hmm. It's a group of 8 to 10 of us. We were in this kitchen in Hawthorne and cooking meals at a volume that I have never seen before. And I come from a family of 5 siblings, so our meals were big, but this is on another level. And it was just fun to, you know, spend a couple of hours in the morning with everyone and not necessarily people that I work with day to day, and cook. And it was quite a mindful activity as well, because I really had to follow those instructions. I really enjoyed it, and being able to see the direct impact that it will give to the local community and that it is local to us, that meant a lot as well.
Awesome. Any feedback from other team members on how they found the activity?
For what I've heard, and I don't know if I'm biased, but it's been all positive. I think they enjoyed that they were able to contribute more. It's also quite local to us, so there's easy access to get to the volunteering options as well, and just being able to see firsthand the impact that they're having within the community too.
Yeah, great. Talk to us a little bit about the Giving Fund and what's involved with that.
So the Giving Fund, we Aintree Group, set it up through Australian Communities Foundation, and it has provided us a more, again, structured way of pulling all our donations into one space, and directly giving it to the charities. We have found with Australian Communities Foundation, when it was set up, there was a onboarding process, and it allowed you to define what you actually want to, what's your cause, what's your value, what's your why. And that was really helpful for Aintree Group to go through. We, as the culture champions, worked through that in some way, in terms of we know and we've identified that we want to give back to our community that's local to that, to us, as much as possible. And sometimes that might mean that we are giving to wider Melbourne or Victoria, but at its core, it's to the local Hawthorn community and Campbell community. The Giving Fund allows our clients to donate into it directly. The team members, when we meet for our Gather for Goods, very handy, have QR codes that link directly into it that donate straight into the fund, and then the fund distributes that money directly to the charity. It gives us more ownership on it, and I think in terms of the compliance and the admin of the fund, which Australian Communities Foundation handle for us, it makes it a lot more streamlined.
It sounds much better than passing the tin around at morning teas.
Yes,
too.
It also saves finding all the dollar coins, and no one handles cash anymore.
Exactly, yes. So our values are to be courageous custodians of our community, and it definitely sounds like all our activities align to that. How do you think the philanthropy work that we're doing speaks to our values?
I think for everything at core, especially for the culture champions, everything that we organise for the team, for the community, it's always with the community in mind, and that is core to our values. It's obviously one of our C's. Everything that we are putting in place, we have our values at the forefront, and I hope that that comes across in everything that we deliver as well.
Yeah. So you mentioned our wonderful culture champions. What role do they play in organising and putting together all these activities for the team?
Huge amount. and they are an incredible bunch of the team members at Aintree Group. They give up their time to organise everything, and I don't think everyone realises the commitment that involves. I love being part of it, and the energy and the effort that everyone puts into organising. It's not just our volunteering or the Gather for Good morning teas. It's also the team activities that are the core of the culture at Aintree Group. It could be trivia nights, pizza nights, drinks, you know, we've done so many things over the years and it has directly contributed to the way everyone interacts with each other. And I feel that it has created a really great balance within the company.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we've covered off the giving fund, volunteering, the events that we do with the team. We're also very big into sponsorship of different people as well. We also do pro bono work for certain organisations and clients as well. How do we tie all that together to create a story, I guess, for the team, our clients, the communities? What have we done this year to sort of tie all that together?
Lovely segue. We have our very first impact report being released and shared with the team and the community later this month. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited to share that. It is a summary of all that you have just said. It is a long list. And I think when you take the time to reflect and actually collate everything that we have achieved as a company for our community, it really reflects the values and that we are courageous. We are serving our community. It also is a way, the report is a way for us to provide proof that we are living our values and that it also holds us accountable as well, and we want to be held accountable by our clients and our community. And I'm really excited to share it with everyone.
I'm really excited to see it. And I think my favourite part is that it tells the story behind all the figures and the things that we put forward with it. It's the real stories of the people that we are helping through what we're doing. That's my favourite part, to see all that come together. And I've had a sneak peek and it looks amazing. So what advice would you give to business owners or team members in other workplaces who want to be more intentional with their philanthropy?
I would start with your why. Why do you want to do this in the first place? What do you want to give back? And then that leads into, what does the community want? What do your clients want to see from you? But focusing on that why, starting with yourself, your business, your team members, and then going out further, and it will really help you fine-tune what you want to give back to the community and what you can. I don't necessarily think, you know, I think a lot of companies might see as like grand gestures of big donations are where it's at. But I do find that the small, consistent giving back to the community also is probably more impactful. You know, for Aintree Group, we do a lot of drives throughout the year as well, and that's in addition to the Gather for Goods, the giving, the volunteering, and sometimes it's not the financial donation, it's the tangible, like for a big group hug, there was the winter drives for children. We do share the Dignity, which is sanitary products. Being able to go physically buy something to then give to someone in need, I think that has more of an impact as well. So I would focus on the smaller things and then build up from that, and I just being consistent as well.
Yeah. And what do you think these initiatives have done for our culture?
I feel it's positive. For me, it's broadened my perspective, and I hope that for the rest of the team, being able to see the impact that it has on the community is really special, for the firsthand experience. And I would hope that others in the team see that as well, and I think they do. We are really lucky, and I'm very grateful for Aintree Group to allow all the team members to actually take time out of their day and volunteer. That's not the norm elsewhere, and so that's really special as well. So I think that contributes to our culture, that we are giving and we are living by our values.
Mm, absolutely. And personally, what's been your favourite initiative this year that we've done?
Definitely it's the Little Things community. Mm-hmm. The corporate volunteering, that was really fun. I didn't mention earlier, but the meal that I helped create somewhat was Swedish meatballs. And I grew up with that. That was one of my favourite meals that my mum would make. So I really loved making that, and I may have taken the recipe. But I do like seeing everyone get involved, and when we come together and seeing everyone be really positive and proactive in the initiative that's we are fundraising for, or any activity that we are doing, when the team come together and you see everyone light up, that's really nice to see that, you know, we are making an impact on the team and the culture here.
And how has your work as part of the Culture Champion team shaped your overall experience at Aintree Group?
I am the culture lead, but I honestly feel the culture champions, they are leading me. I'm so grateful for them. There is so much organising that happens. It's really given me the opportunity to see what more I can do, even in just my personal life as well. You get so stuck in the day-to-day. And I think this has given me a better idea of the world and the local community and how better I can serve our clients as well. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, amazing. A big shout out to our culture champions who absolutely are amazing humans and very grateful for everything that they allow us to do through this. So at the end of 2024, our team rated our culture champions at an average of 9.49 out of 10 for representing our values. Very specific. And creating a positive workplace culture. Do you think we'll meet or even exceed that score at the end of this year?
I like to believe that we have absolutely exceeded that, or at least met that. It's a very specific score.
It is indeed.
Yeah. I think as we grow as a team, as we did last year, we reflected and are constantly changing the processes and the structure in that we are making an impact in our community. So I think we will continue to review it and grow and have more initiatives as well.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you, Katie, for joining me today to chat about what we've been up to. Definitely keep a lookout for our impact report. It will be shared far and wide, so please look it up and let us know if you've got any questions. But thanks for joining us for another Plant, Grow, Reap podcast, and we'll be back soon with another episode.